The cotton outlook improves, but it's still way down. Thanks for being with us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, in 2006, we ginned over 70,000 bales. This year, we'll probably be around 30,000 bales.
That's Carter Edwards of Crockett County Gin Company in Murray City, Tennessee. And he says despite a pretty good crop from farmers in his area, the reduction in acreage this year has seen the number of bales ginned drop considerably, even after last year's short crop as a result of the drought.
Probably about a third of what they were 2 years ago. And the cotton prices right now are very depressed compared to the other commodities, so we don't look for 2009 to be a lot of acres of cotton. But hopefully the change will occur in the market to where cotton will come back in favor. I think the producers here enjoy raising cotton if the market conditions allow them to do so.
Now, the third generation ginner says the season is coming to a close quickly as producers are nearing completion of this year's harvest. And despite the outlook, he's still optimistic that prices and an increased number of Tennessee cotton acres will find its way back again.
You know, the supply and demand, that's what it's all about, the supply and demand. And right now we thought the numbers were going in the right direction. And with the world economy as it is, world demand for cotton has dropped off and forecast to stay low for a while, but hopefully it'll be shorter rather than longer.
Statewide, the latest forecast has cotton harvest expected at 490,000 bales. That's 18% down from last year, despite that nearly 50% drop in acreage down to 280,000 acres. Yields are looking much better this year. They're expected at 840 pounds per acre. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.